Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and I have Angie Jones here with me. In fact, Angie has been reading for us all week. Thank you so much, Angie, for doing that for us. And today she's going to read one final time, 1 Samuel chapter 3, where the Lord calls Samuel. And she and I were talking about this earlier. We both love this story, so I look forward to that. Then when she ends the reading, we will just finish out with prayer as we anticipate Easter Sunday. Remember that today is Good Friday and we'll have a Good Friday service in the chapel at noon, followed by a scrumptious lunch if you want to come at 12:30. And Carrie, our hostess, is working hard on that even now. Angie, thank you so much for spending this time with me this week, and finish us out with a great passage about 1 Samuel chapter 3.
Thank you, Mary. I'm happy to be here. So we're reading in 1 Samuel chapter 3. The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." But Eli said, "I did not call you. Go back and lie down." So he went and lay down. Again the Lord called, "Samuel." And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." "My son," Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel a third time, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." And the Lord said to Samuel, "See, I'm about to do something in Israel that will make the ears of everyone who hears of it tingle. At that time, I will carry out against Eli everything I spoke against his family, from beginning to end. For I told him that I would judge his family forever because of the sin he knew about. His sons made themselves contemptible, and he failed to restrain them. Therefore, I swore to the house of Eli, the guilt of Eli's house will never be atoned for by sacrifice or offering." But Samuel lay down until morning and then opened the doors of the house of the Lord. He was afraid to tell Eli the vision, but Eli called him and said, "Samuel, my son." Samuel answered, "Here I am." "What was it he said to you?" Eli asked. "Do not hide it from me. May God deal with you, be it ever so severely, if you hide from me anything he told you." So Samuel told him everything, hiding nothing from him. Then Eli said, "He is the Lord. Let him do what is good in his eyes." The Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba recognized that Samuel was attested as a prophet of the Lord. The Lord continued to appear at Shiloh, and there he revealed himself to Samuel through his word, and Samuel's words came to all of Israel.
Angie, thank you so much for stepping outside your comfort zone to read with us today. I kind of feel like Samuel's story is our story in a way. God calls us to do things sometimes we're not super comfortable with, but he uses us in spite of us. So I really appreciate you getting outside your comfort zone to come today.
Thank you, Mary, for this opportunity. And I just enjoyed being with y'all this week. Thank you so much.
Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come to your word again, to be reminded of your faithfulness, how you are working through the generations so that your name would be renowned. I thank you for my sister Angie. Thank you for her willingness to read. And today, Lord, we look to the cross, but even further, Lord, we look to resurrection and the hope that we share with all those who call you Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for being the firstborn of the resurrection. And because you came from the grave and you were resurrected, we too share that resurrection hope. As we enter into the weekend, continue to help us to fix our eyes on you, the author and the perfecter of our faith. Be with those who cannot physically be present on Easter Sunday. Remind them of your love and care. And help us not to take for granted the opportunity to worship in community and to be together as a body of believers. Continue, Lord, we pray to bless Mountain Brook Baptist Church and all churches who preach Jesus Christ as Lord. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.